Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 1072, for Saturday, December 27th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Down three spots from number 17 to number 20, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK, with 17,448 views. That is a decline of 1,147, or 6.2%, but is very close to last week's number 20, just 34 views fewer. Down 5 to 19, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 18,170, about 700 more than Magical Athlete, and a decline of 5.5%. Repeating at number 18, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 18,448, about 300 more than Heat, and a very slight increase in view totals, 170 more than last week, 0.9%. Back down one spot to number 17, where it is spending its time for the third week in the last four, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games with 18,641, about 200 more than Arcs, and even more similar to its view total last week than Arcs was, down just 105, or 0.6%. Climbing 7 to number 16, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 18,675, just 34 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 15%. Holding steady at number 15, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Liebelud, with 18,916, just about 250 more than Slay the Spire, and another very stable performance, down just 213 views, or 1.1%. After seeing a gap of 722 between Heat and Magical Athlete, we've seen a gap of just, well, less than 700. I should have done the math first. It's 746 between Harmonies and Heat, those five positions. But the bunching continues. Back down 5 to number 14 after a week back in the top 10, Eternal Decks by Hirokin, published by Trick Takers Games, with 19,272, only about 350 more than Harmonies, a decline of 21%. Back down 2 to number 13, where it was 3 weeks ago, Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kins and Key Games, with 19,350, only 78 more than Eternal Decks, a decline of 12%. Climbing 9 to number 12, Asteria by Augusto Rocha, published by Meeple BR, Glyptodon, and Solar Jugos and Entretenimento, with 19,453 views. It's 103 more than Galactic Cruise and a gain of 14%. It's also a lot of publishers for a game that only has a Portuguese language edition. Climbing two more to number 11, Vantage by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 19,770, about 300 more than Asteria, and the most stable performance we have seen yet, a gain of 40 views, 0.2%. Well, we have three new entries in the top 10 this week. It is a pretty stable list there in the top. Falling out are, from 9 to 14, Eternal Decks, from 2 to 70, Towers of Sifnos, and from 6 to 90, the Great Sea. Number 10. Zenith by Gregory Grard and Mathieu Roussel, published by Playpunk, with 19,942, about 200 more than Vantage and about triple what it had last week. This is Zenith is a quick-playing area majority card game set in the far future and was a Kenner Spiel des Jahres recommended title back in the spring. This mark of just under 20,000 views is about 2,400 fewer than last week. Meanwhile, the number 20 game was very stable, so I don't know if you remember last week I said that there was a sort of flattening of the list, as the number 10 game was lower, but the number 20 was very similar. That's even more true this week. Those two games are now separated by less than 2,500 views, which is definitely the fewest I've seen since I've been paying attention to the gap between 10 and 20. It's about half what it was last week, and only about a quarter of what it was around Essen time when we saw a gap of 10,000 views between number 10 and number 20. So a very tight part of the list here between 10 and 20. Actually, it's between 9 and 20. Number 9, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 20,104. That's 162 more than Zenith, and another stable performance, a gain of 158 views, or 0.8%. It returns to the top 10 after 4 months away and charts for the 31st time. It has been on a pretty steady rise over the last couple of months, going back to November 1st, when it was number 24. It has gone up 2 to 22, then up to 20, then up to 14, stepped back to 15 for a couple of weeks, back up to 14 again, last week number 12, and now a three-position climb to re-enter the top 10. We would expect to see the longer-running games, the older games, the evergreens, having their best weeks this week, next week, the week after. That's how it tends to work. That's whenever, if Wingspan's going to show up in the top 10, it's going to be next week or the week after. This week it's at number 21, so it's got a little ways to go. But then again, there's not much difference between number 21 and number 10 at this point. The gap there is less, again, only about 2,500 views. Meanwhile, the gap between number 9 and number 8 is 3,200. So here's a clear delineation. Number 8, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 23,294. That is a decline of 8.6%, or 2,200 views fewer than last week. But because the bottom part of the top 10 is basically not very competitive, it's able to hold a position at number 8 for the fourth consecutive week. Number 7, Flip 7, by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games, with 23,639, about 350 more than Arc Nova, and a gain of 6%. Its second week back in the top 10, it climbs three positions. Number 6, Seti, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 31,236, 7,600 between Seti and Flip 7 at number 7. That's an 8.5% gain for Seti, and it does climb one position, but that is a bigger gap than what we see between 7 and 20, where the gap is a mere 6,200. Number 5, Hot Streak by John Perry, published by CMYK with 31,324. Only 88 more than Seti, a decline of 19%, and it falls back two positions in its third week back in the top 10. Number 4, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games with 31,466. Only 142 more than Hot Streak, just 230 more than SETI, an extremely close bunching for the middle reaches of the top 10. It is a 12% decline for Speakeasy, and yet it holds position at number 4 for the second week. Number 3, Dragons of Etchinstone by Joe Klipfel, published by Chip Theory Games with 35,361, about 4,000 more than Speakeasy, and last week it only had about 5,000 views, so it was a big gain. It returns to the top 10 for the second time after 8 months away. It is a one-player game called, quote, Palm Playable, unquote, so you don't need a table even. It is inspired by Mage Knight and was originally released in 2022 by Mythfield Games, but now it has a larger publisher, it's Chip Theory, publishing it. It is now shipping to those who, has been shipping to those who've backed it or pre-ordered it on the website. Number 2, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 36,475, 1,100 more than Dragons of Etchinstone, and a gain of 6.3%, climbing 3 positions from last week to the highest position it has seen since early October, when it spent 3 weeks at number 2, right after it had spent its 6th week at number 1 in late September. However, that mark of 36,000 or 500 or so views is the fewest we have seen for a number 2 game in over a year, going back to September of 2024, when Arx was number 2 with less than 35,000. Number 1, The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idol Games, with 57,459, 21,000 more than Fate of the Fellowship. It is a decline of 14%, but last week's total was enough to have it in the top 200 all time for most views, still here in the top, I don't know, I didn't check, 300 or 400, I'm sure, 300 at least. It is the second consecutive week at number 1 for The Old King's Crown, and the 6th time overall. Well, the last time we had a game hit its 6th week at number 1, it was Fate of the Fellowship, back in September. This week, The Old King's Crown also enters the Million Club, crossing that 1 million view plateau. For Saturday, December 27th, 2025.